And I did say we're going to be starting a four-part conversation over the next coming days, starting from today, looking at what we see in the scripture in the book of John, chapter number 14. You can almost imagine, I mean, just think with me for a moment. You're about to leave the house, you're about to leave your family, or you're about to leave your loved one for an indefinite amount of time. And you've got last things to say to them. You probably keep the most important things to that part of the run of your day. Mm. You're saying bye to them because you're moving out of town or you're going on a work trip for a while. Odds are very likely that you'll say the most important things at the end, because you know they're probably not going to remember. Yeah. Which is why we end up at the very end saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Because it's kind of like, hey, remember this. And that's what we find ourselves kind of sitting through in chapter number 14 of the book of John. From 14 all the way till about 16, if I'm not mistaken, we see these last conversations that Jesus has with his disciples, knowing that after this, I'm gone. So he's sharing the most important. It's kind of like, so if you didn't listen to me all these 3 years, listen to this. And we find ourselves in John 14, where Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. And he says something so incredible that many of us have heard, have read, have shared with other people. We've spoken about so often, where it says in verse 16 of John chapter number 14, it says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper. Another translation, it says, another comforter to be with you forever. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And it's kind of like one of those things where you're kind of going, oh man, there's the promise of the Holy Spirit, another helper, and he's going to help us. And it's kind of like, just leave it there. But there's so much more that happens in there. I mean, at surface level, we see it exactly like what I'm saying, where we think of the Holy Spirit as a helper as we're going about this life, that as we kind of bump through certain things and we struggle, we just go, yo, Holy Spirit, I don't know what I should do now. And it's like, okay, no, take a left. It's like, okay, bet. We keep moving. And it's this picture of how we've related with him in that way. But one of the things that we do see as we go back into double-clicking into the scripture and really unpacking it a little bit more, we realize that Jesus says something so important. When he says another, the word that he uses there, which I always feel like feels like a history lesson at the end of the day, but it's such an important one. We go back and we look at it in the original language, which is Greek. And the word that he used for another is not another as in like the Greek word heteros, which is another of the same but different, which is where we get heterosexual. Male and female are the same but different. Mm. He's not saying there's going to be another who is the same but different. He uses the word, the Greek word, allos, is what they describe as allos.
Okay.
Which means the same, same, same.
Same.
Exactly the same. He is identical, exactly the same. And he says, the Father is going to send another helper. I was here and there will be one that will come after me who will be exactly like me to help you. Which, that one word makes such an important moment to go, wait, this is not somebody else who's different to Jesus and is going to be helping us. What's the word that I'm looking for? Complementing the work of Jesus. It's actually filling in the exact same role.
Yeah.
And when we understand what that word another means, everything that follows that and our posture towards it changes.
Hmm.
So for example, when we think about moments where we say, man, I can't imagine what it must have been like living and walking with Jesus. Dear friend, I've got a surprise for you this Tuesday afternoon, is that this is not something that we're imagining dating back to the year, whatever. This is something that we're imagining dating to now. That in the same way when Jesus walked with the disciples, the Holy Spirit is with you this afternoon, because he's not another of same, same, but different. He's another of saying exactly the same as Jesus. But now that we understand this, you realize that when he speaks about a helper, comforter, spirit of truth, man, it lands in a completely different way from this understanding.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.
So we're talking about the person of the Holy Spirit. In this case, we're starting a new conversation, looking at what we see the scripture saying about the Holy Spirit. In John 14, verse 16, it says, and I'll ask the Father, he will give you another helper, another one, another comforter, it says in other translation, to be with you forever. And we're going to break this conversation about the another comforter into two parts. Today will be the first part, and tomorrow we'll look at the second part of the word comforter. In this first case, we look at what it means when we say another. And And it's so important when we speak about the another being another of the same kind. I know you might be thinking, man, this is such a small little blip into that entire sentence, but that blip makes a difference towards our understanding. So when the word speaks about another, it speaks about one that is just like Jesus. Got a message from Jean, I think it is, if I'm pronouncing it right. Say, thanks, Kosi. I will word it like this. Same. And it is exactly that. He's the same as Jesus. He's not a same as kind of. It's saying he's exactly the same as Jesus. The same way that Jesus comforted, the same way that the Lord led, the same way that the Lord encouraged the disciples is in the same way that you and I have access to experiencing it with the Holy Spirit. I think this is something that's so encouraging to be able to know that the Holy Spirit and what Jesus is saying, he's saying, and I mean, if you think about the explanation of the word another and the way that we've broken it down right now, is this idea of one of the very same kind. And if that is the case, one could read this verse again and say, man, I'm going to pray to God that he's going to be able to send someone who's just like me, that is identical to me, identical in every way. So if you have him, it's just as good as you having me. It will be as if you still have me on the earth. Can you imagine how our posture would shift if we related with the Holy Spirit with this idea of understanding that he's just as good as Jesus? He's Jesus, literally. He is the absolute identical mirror of Jesus that we have with us every single day, every single moment. He's with us every single time in whatever we do and wherever we go and whatever we try to not do, in the times we should be doing things, in the times that we shouldn't. The Holy Spirit is there with us to help us. He's there with us. He's just like Jesus. Friend, I find this to be very important. I find this to be so key in understanding God's heart towards me. Because if I'm sitting here and I'm going, man, if I could look at the scriptures and think, man, I can't imagine what Jesus must have been, what it felt like if Jesus said this in the room and being in that room, I'm now aware that because of Jesus' sacrifice, the Holy Spirit is here and he resides within me, allowing me to have, quote unquote, Jesus walking amongst us in the flesh through the Holy Spirit. It's this radical thing. And maybe you might be saying, well, Kosi, this sounds really cool. This sounds incredible. But I'm just like, okay, but I want to know more about the Holy Spirit, because I know a lot about Jesus. I know that he's kind. I know that he's got long suffering. I know that he sat with sinners. How do I actually spend time and lean into knowing more about who the Holy Spirit is? Honestly, you find it in the four Gospels. You find it in reading about Jesus. For Jesus taught that the Holy Spirit exactly mirrors his own character, mirrors his power, and mirrors his action. It's another reason why it's so important for you and I to get the story of Jesus deep down in our hearts, that as we learn what the Master did and we learn how Jesus acted, and then we learn also how he responded to different situations, it helps us to be able to know that the Holy Spirit better, to be able to know, okay, these are the ways that I'm seeing the Holy Spirit is helping me. I actually remember some years ago, I remember someone saying, the Holy Spirit will remind us and will help us. And it's important that he helps us. He's a comforter. But also it's important that we know enough of Jesus to be able to know what he's reminding us about Jesus, that he's reminding us certain things that we know is in the Word. And in order for us to be able to tell this apart, we need to be in the Word. For us to be able to tell it apart and say, man, surely what the Holy Spirit is revealing to me right now is exactly been the heart of Jesus as I see in the Word. Because whatever Jesus did is exactly what the Holy Spirit will lead you to do in every situation of life as you lean on his guidance and direction from within. So maybe you might be going, man, Kosi, I'm so aware again that I've always kind of treated the Holy Spirit as a byproduct of Jesus, or less than Jesus, or as a kind of like a leave behind until we go back to be with Jesus. Dear friend, I'm here to really kind of break that, to blow the lid off that, and excitedly tell you and freely share the good news that when the Holy Spirit was spoken about by Jesus, he says, hey, there will be another who is exactly like me, exactly like what I've been as I walk the earth, exactly like what I've been in showing my heart to you. And now he will be with you all day, every day, whatever it is that you do. And maybe there's a prayer for you. and think about it. And if it is your case, I pray that you, my hope is that you pray this prayer in your heart, in your special moment and quiet time with the Lord, to say, Lord, help me to receive the Holy Spirit again. Help me to be able to see the Holy Spirit who is identical to Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would open my eyes, that whenever I think of, speak of, and I'm aware of the Holy Spirit, that I would remember that he's not less than, he's not a byproduct of, he's not a short little gift or something along those lines. He's fully God, part of the triune, but also exactly identical to Jesus. So when Jesus says another, when he asks the Father to send another, he speaks about sending one that's identical to Jesus. And my hope is that as you pray this prayer, that as you declare this over your life, in your prayer life, that something will shift in your own heart to say, man, I'm absolutely looking forward to hearing the leading, the guiding, the voice and the prompts of the Holy Spirit in my life.